Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a follow-up question to our halacha yesterday. Yesterday we discussed, can a disposable cup, be it plastic or paper, can that be used as the Kiddush cup or can it not be used as the Kiddush cup? And we saw arguments going in both directions. Bottom line, where we came out, if you have a regular cup, for example, a silver cup, a middle cup, and you have a disposable cup, it's going to be preferable to use the regular cup, the metal cup, the permanent cup, rather than the disposable cup. Having said that, if you only have a disposable cup, it would be acceptable to use the disposable cup as your cup for Kiddush. And today's follow-up question, we're going to actually have two follow-up questions. Number one is, can I use a disposable cup for Netilas Yadayim? Waking up in the morning, wash Netilas Yadayim with a disposable cup, or you're on a tiyul and you have to wash for purposes of eating. You have a pita bread, you're having a schnitzel and a pita bread, you have to wash, and you only have a chad pa'ami, a disposable plastic cup or a paper cup. Is it permitted to wash Netilas Yadayim with that? We're just going to give two opinions on this. We're not going to go through an entire sugya. This is our first question of the day. Number one is the Tshuva Sharga HaMeir. According to his svara, we saw that yesterday that he brought in the name of the Satmar Rav, that a kli that you intend on throwing out, that is not considered a kli at all. So if you have a disposable cup and you're going to throw it out, that doesn't have a shem kli, it's not considered a kli at all, and it can't be used for purposes of Kiddush. So when it comes to washing the Netilas Yadayim, he would be of the view, Ain litol yadayim b'kli, you should not wash your hands with this type of kli. It's not considered a kli, however, b'shas adchak, in exigent circumstances, it would be permitted, but it really should not be done. On the other hand, the Tzitz Eliezer says it is mutar lechatchila to wash your hands with a kli that is chad pehami, a disposable cup. No problem. He said the same thing when it comes to saying Kiddush over such a cup. Saying Kiddush, can you use a disposable cup for a Kiddush? He said yes. If you have a better cup, if you have a metal cup, that's going to be preferable, but in the absence of having a real Kiddush cup, it would be lechatchila to use a disposable cup. So he's consistent, just like you can use it for Kiddush, Havdalah, etc. You can also use it for washing the Netilas Yadayim. So we have a machlokis on this, and we probably come out the same way. If you have a regular kli, if you have a regular cup that you can use, use that. Otherwise, a disposable cup can be used for Netilas Yadayim. Our next question is as follows. How about, talking about disposable items, if I have an aluminum disposable aluminum tray, so those we use oftentimes in cooking in the oven, baking in the oven, that aluminum kli, does it need to be tovaled? That aluminum pan, that's the word, aluminum pan. Do you need to be tovaled in a mikvah before use? Now, it's interesting to note, some of these are really disposable. Some of them are really junky, and once you use it, it's going to be very difficult to use again. They're more like made of aluminum foil than a real aluminum pan that could be reused. Some of them are good quality, and you could use it a number of times over and over. You clean it and use it, and you clean it and use it. So do we have to be tovaling these kelim? So we have a number of opinions on this. We'll give a few of them. The Tshuva's Mishnah Halacha says as follows, B'derech klal, generally, kelim elu ru'uim l'shimush kavua. These kelim, these aluminum pans, can be used on a regular basis. It doesn't have to be one use and it's done. The only reason we throw it out immediately is because it's cheap. We don't want to deal with washing it. But because it could be used for the longer term, not necessarily a long, long term, but it can be used a number of times, it is obligated in tefillah. We're talking about when it is a type of pan that requires aluminum, is a metal, requires tefillah. So we would require tefillah even though we're intending on using it only once. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Halachas. The Chazon Ovadia says as follows, Me'achar shanu poskim shekli chad pe'ami nechshav kli, because we hold that a disposable cup, as a disposable utensil, is considered a utensil, and you can use it for Kiddush, you can use it for Netilas Yadayim. Accordingly, let's be consistent. We're calling it a kli. If I can use it for certain purposes, I have to call it a kli for purposes of tefillah as well. So if I have an aluminum pan, I would, even though it's disposable, I would have to do tefillah on it. But he does say to do it without a bracha. So that is the Tshuva's Mishnah, Halachas. Yes, you have to be tovel it. The Chazon Avadia, yes, you have to be tovel it, but without a bracha. On the other hand, we have the Igros Moshe that says, Kelim Chant Be'amim B'derachol Einam Tumim Tefillah. Typically, if you have disposable Kelim, disposable pans, etc., you don't have to do tefillah. Why not? Kevin Shuruin Lishimosh Pa'amim Sfura Pivad. Even though it could be used more than one time, but it's a limited amount of time, limited number of uses that it can be used for, and you only have to be tovel something that can be used for the future, that can be used kavua on a regular basis. It has to be a permanent kli. This is not considered a permanent kli, and accordingly, it does not need to be tovel. That is the view of the Igros Moshe. Even though it can be used a number of times, that doesn't matter. And the Tshuva's Minchas Yitzchok is of the view, in miskavni lizorko, as long as our intention is to throw it out after the first use, then we do not have to be tovel. We don't have to tovel it. Bottom line, Rav Rimon in his Sefer says, "Lahalacha af shenitan litol yadayim ulekadesh al kos chad pe'amid." Even though we say that if you don't have another cup, you can indeed use a disposable cup for kiddush. You can use it as your kiddush cup. You can use it as your washing cup. So that means that we are calling it a kli. Even though that's the case, b'chozos ein sorech lahatbil tavniot aluminium chad pamila. We do not have to tovel them if we are just going to use them one time. Tefillah is a different issue. When it comes to kiddush, using it as a kiddush cup, when it comes to using it for netilas yadayim, it has a kli, it is a kli. But when it comes to disposable aluminum pans, if we're only intending it to use it one time, then we would not have to be tovel it. However, if we are intending it to use it a number of times, in that instance, we should tovel it before its first use. Now, an important note is that there are, especially in Eretz Yisrael, that we have these aluminum pans. If it has the hechsher of the badatz of the Eda Charedis, it was made especially for Jews. It was owned by Jews. It was made by Jews. It was owned by Jews. What dictates if it's going to require a tefillah is if it was owned by a non-Jew, either the factory or the non-Jew bought it and he has it in his store, even if it was a Jewish factory, but a non-Jew bought it and then sells it to a Jew. But those disposable kalim, the disposable aluminum pans that have the hechsher of the Eda Charedis, it was owned always under Jewish ownership, and accordingly, no tefillah would be necessary. That means even if something is intending to use it for the longer term, it doesn't matter. There's no obligation to tovel something that it was always owned by a Jew. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day.